rocks, I think, are everywhere. You know, you just can't get away from it. We're on a rock planet.
People are drawn to stones and rocks just because of the... They live forever.
Everything of any permanence is rock.
Our body is as much a part of the earth as the rocks are.
My first experience with rocks was when I was a child. I used to go out and on the beaches and collect rocks.
And when we were little, we used to search for all the round flat stones on the beach and give them all to my dad and see, count how far he could make them go. Because he could always make them go a lot farther than us, so it was more fun to see how far he could make them go than to throw them ourselves and make them only go two or three.
When I went to high school, they offered a geology course, and I took it then. And so I decided I'd go to university, and I studied geology there, which is all about rocks. And when I left school, I worked in the mining industry, in picking up rocks. And I collected rocks before that, like, you know, but as I had to do it for a living and pick up rocks constantly and be in these camps and drilling and working in the rain and working in the bush and hurting my legs and hurting my back, I began to hate rocks.
Working with stone is a very frustrating experience all around, right from the quarries to the finished product.
I believe in the healing powers of semi-precious stones, and I feel like a UPS agent for stones. Like, they use me to distribute themselves to people that they want to get to.
And one day I had a visitor who really wanted to have that rock. Said there was so much spiritual energy in that rock, she wanted to have it, and I refused to give it to that person. Because it was my massage rock.
It's a gift. It's a gift from the earth.
I found a perfect oval granite rock. And that was the end of my rock searching around for rocks, because it was perfect. It was just the most beautiful rock. But I gave it to my young son when I left Ontario. I wanted him to have something that I felt strongly about.
So I have all these memories attached to these different stones. I feel like stones are like markers of your life, and I guess in a way mark the changing and the passing of it.